We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And you may have heard about Michael Keaton being part of a green jobs initiative in Pittsburgh. And we had a chance to catch up with Craig Ripple of Trinity Commercial Development, who is working on the project. And welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Thanks, Flyer. Great to be on. Appreciate you having me.
Anytime you have Batman in your corner, that's a good thing. And it got a lot of attention because Michael Keaton is part of this whole green opportunity of the future. So tell us, what's the game plan?
Well, Michael's been a great partner, a true Pittsburgher, loves the city. He really wants to give back and create jobs and is really concerned about protecting the environment. But the game plan is to bring a NEXI manufacturing plant and possibly some other components to the Pittsburgh region and to manufacture environmentally friendly construction materials and utilize their innovative construction system to help reduce carbon emissions in the buildings and construction industry.
And do we have a site picked out yet? I know you have a few options available. Are you allowed to tell us a little bit about what you're looking for in site?
Yeah, we've been touring sites, and consistent with the values of NEXI and Trinity, and you know, we're really focused on identifying a site that's in an underinvested community. I mean, a lot of the manufacturing plants of old here in Pittsburgh, while they served us well, they unfortunately left some environmental challenges behind on the site, which impacted the communities. So focusing on a brownfield that's within an opportunity zone, which is a federally designated zone. And we hope that that'll help drive investment into an underinvested community and maybe provide some environmental justice and inclusive economy and equitable development for the surrounding area. Because as we know, a lot of the brownfields were in mill towns, and the communities revolved around them and evolved around them. So it definitely impacted the community. So we want to leverage that and give back to the town, as well as be able to produce a sustainable product for the region.
We're with Craig Ripple of Trinity Commercial Development. So how is it again you got connected with Michael Keaton?
Well, I had been doing my due diligence on NEXI, just staying up on trends in the construction industry and got really comfortable with what their offering was and thought it was really unique. And I thought about how difficult it would be to change the construction industry, and thought the change management was going to be a big aspect of it. Even the best products, if they don't get adoption, you know, really can't move the meter on carbon emissions. So because we were redeveloping the former P&LE brownfield in McKees Rocks, and knowing that Michael's family, his mother, had grown up nearby, like a stone's throw from the site, I thought I could use that site as an example of how there was a lot of unnecessary construction waste in the industry, and also highlight the products like concrete and cement that have high carbon emissions, because we had done so much demolition and we had removed so much product and construction debris to the landfill. And I also knew how much he loved Pittsburgh and wanted to give back. So we were able to reach him through a mutual connection in L.A. And once he understood what it was, it kind of checked all the boxes, which he's passionate about, which includes the environment, job creation in Pittsburgh.
That's really interesting. And so you're expecting to replace concrete materials with sustainable materials. Are they recycled products?
Yeah, well, it's an alternative. I mean, I'm not going to vilify the construction industry. It's my livelihood, and you know, you always have to do that cost-benefit analysis. but it is an alternative that's less impactful on the environment, and it would be more of the vertical construction. So it would be a great replacement for precast concrete and concrete tilt-up cast-in-place concrete because that has the highest carbon emissions. And also, the Nexi product, the panels would replace that. And they're 99% free of any red list items. They're 30% to 40% less carbon emissions. And there's zero waste on on-site construction. So use the example in they built a Starbucks in a green Starbucks in Canada, and they had one trash bag of construction waste after the job was done, and they built it in 6 days. Now, you could drive anywhere on a construction site and see a 40-yard construction dumpster for a renovation. So when you look at the landfills, and 90% of the landfills, well, first off, 33 to 50% of the landfills are for construction debris, and 90% of that is from demolition and construction, but the other 10% is from new construction. So that seems kind of crazy that new construction materials are going to a landfill when you precision manufacture these panels, in addition to them to be green and environmentally friendly. There's very little waste because you're gonna install what you manufactured, and there, you know, like they said, there were more coffee cups in that one bag than there were anything else.
Well, what's good news for the region comes after we hear about U.S. Steel's $1.5 billion renovation project going south. So anything on the horizon is positive. What's the timetable for doing this?
Yeah, well, what we're looking, development typically takes 12 to 18 months. We're looking to build a new plant using the Nexi materials and system. So we're now looking for sites. That's the first step, and we've made a lot of good progress the last couple of visits. Michael was in town on Monday, and we were looking at sites. So hopefully we'll lock down a site here shortly and then start the development process.
And how many employees do you expect to hire once you get up and running, and how big of a piece of property do you need?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we started out looking it up for a site that would support a 100,000-square-foot manufacturing plant. But when Nexi came in and started to better understand that Pittsburgh is a leader in innovation, this whole manufacturing heritage that we have, the support from the foundation community and the corporate partners, the leadership and sustainability, they started to recognize, much like we know here, that Pittsburgh could be a springboard to the U.S. expansion, much like it was for steel. So that has creeped up to possibly a bigger plant, and then also some customer-facing components like a design center, training facility, and even their innovation center for their manufacturing. When they realized the expertise and leadership we have in manufacturing robotics at CMU, they thought that as they continue to refine their process, that maybe some of that technology could be integrated in their manufacturing processes globally.
Well, we certainly wish you and Michael Keaton and your team all the best. Co-owner Craig Ripple, president of Pittsburgh-based Trinity Commercial Development, and Kevin, such a small world. I know Craig's godparents. They're from the Rocks. John and Joanne Ceretti, right?
Oh, I love them. Great people.
That's the best. Only in Pittsburgh. Well, Craig, keep us posted, and thanks for the time, and all the best.
Okay, same to you guys. Thank you.
Craig Ripple on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.